Acclaimed elephant biologist Dr. Joyce Poole has been working with animals for more than 30 years. She says Billy the elephant is suffering.
When he's in captivity, he's getting much less exercise. He's getting fed a lot, puts on a lot of weight, which then triggers musk at an earlier age. But now in the zoo, he's in almost continuously.
Musk is a bodily secretion from an elephant. It means an elephant is overly aggressive, frustrated, and hypersensitive.
All of his natural drives are being thwarted, and he's in this tiny space with nothing to do.
The LA Zoo is building a $40 million exhibit to give Billy a new home. It is 30% complete and would be 3.5 acres. But City Councilman Tony Cardenas wants to divert the money from the exhibit to construct a 60-acre sanctuary that he says would save taxpayers $20 million. An LA Council committee 2 weeks ago rejected his proposal to halt work on the exhibit. Zoo Director John Lewis says that some of Billy's behaviors are eccentric, but normal. Zoo spokesman Jason Jacobs says Billy receives, quote, excellent care. And he says kids can learn from Billy. But that's not good enough for Councilman Cardenas.
So the bottom line is it's cute and nice for kids to see elephants. They love them. But once they find out that elephants are suffering in zoos, right away they say, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see an elephant in the zoo.
Cardenas is supported by celebrities such as Bob Barker and Alicia Silverstone. Tomorrow, Cardenas will ask the LA City Council to endorse a multimedia animal exhibit that will not involve using live elephants. Winston Chua, Annenberg Radio News.